tell us about fees. Tell us about hidden fees. Because, you know, one thing we learned in the brokerage world, when we're dealing with stocks and equities, well, to give you an example, in the mutual fund area, we were able to identify 9 fee avenues that brokers had or the management firms had that weren't even listed, that no one even knew existed. So I have a feeling that this business is rife with hidden fees.
It is. The more sophisticated the borrower, the easier it is to identify those fees. But in our world, the fees that we see universally termed junk fees are fees like administrative fees, exorbitant credit verification fees. You know, you see a lot of those, and the industry has really changed. There's a lot of new legal aspects now that really prevent a lot of those things from being passed on to the consumer.
You know, I understand that investment property or commercial mortgages are going to be at a higher rate than residential mortgages. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Mortgages are based on risk, and it's so much easier to walk away from an investment property than it is your primary residence, so that you'll traditionally see a half point, sometimes as much as a point in rate difference between those different products. Also, we see a huge sector of the industry opening up right now, which are investment properties with little to no money down. You see that a lot in the growth areas here in the West and the East Coast, Florida, so on and so forth. A lot of interest only, no down payment investment properties, primarily for people that are going to flip those properties into rentals, maybe only hang on to them for 4 or 5 years and ride the appreciation.
You know, we talked about option arms or selective payment loans. Do those come in fixed or variable, or is it always one or the other?
No, there is no true fixed option arm. You would select that payment, the 30-year fixed payment, and make that every month if that's how you want it to make it fixed. Interest only, same thing. You pick the payment that you want to make.
No, with the option arm, though, I'm under the impression that I can actually choose each month a different payment.
Absolutely.
Do the interest rates float then constantly on those 4 payment options of minimum, interest, 15-year, and 30-year?
Yes, they
do. So these are always going to be some sort of adjustable product.
And you want to make sure, that's a really important factor in any type of ARM product that you're going to select, is look at what is the index it's based on. LIBOR, COFFEE, COSI, those are all industry terms that we use to identify different indexes. And there is no one.
What's your favorite? Which one would you recommend that we?
It's a proprietary index for one specific lender called the COSI product, Cost of Savings Index. And the COSI index is based on the depository savings interest that's based with that specific lender. So if they're paying, you know, 2%, there's a margin on top of that to lend you the money for your mortgage. It's very simple, it's consistent, and it's so stable.
I guess everybody's fear, and you know, when I say it's a fear, I think it's probably only a fear of older people. And I don't mean old people. I mean older like me, mm-hmm. Just right old, not too old, not too young. That fear is I'll get into one of these adjustable things, interest rates will go to the moon. In 1981, we saw interest rates, the prime lending rate went over 25%, 26.25% mm-hmm. for about 2 weeks. And I can't imagine what the payments would be on these loans we're talking about. It would be something frightening. Is there a cap on what that can cost you?
And it's really important to identify the product within the cap range that you're the most comfortable with for the duration that you're going to have that mortgage. I personally feel that when you have, if you know you're going to retire your mortgage in 6, 8, or 10 years, your exposure is minimal in comparison. However, you still want to have that comfort zone. And every lender will have a different cap. We see 9.95%, 10.95%. And frankly, every product, even with amongst one lender, might have a different cap. You might have 2 or 3 different products, select a payment type products, that have different caps.
So doctors really should be looking at that cap and to say, okay, what would my payment be on $500,000 at this maximum, and see if that's something they could live with.
Index, cap, based on the duration of the loan that you want to have. You want to look at all those factors and you want them explained to you.
Another thing that I would be afraid of is somehow I would have ended up with the one index that could go up, that is my payment could go to the maximum cap, while all around me, everybody else's mortgage stayed the same. Is that possible?
It's possible. I haven't seen it. You know, you talk about 1981, the first home I had had 13.5% fixed interest. And shortly thereafter, I went to one of these option arm type products that lowered my personal interest rate down below 10. And I thought I'd hit a home run, of course, at that time. you want to be able to look at those products that have the indexes that you have the comfort zone with. You're not going to see one exorbitant change amongst one index to another.
So they're stability. Pretty similar. Mm-hmm. Craig, some of our doctors take it on themselves to actually be the general contractor of their own home. Will these mortgages apply to them?
There's two great lenders that offer the owner-builder program. The owner-builder program, it's almost an instant equity opportunity where you build your own home, and if you value it in comparative means to other homes in the area, you'll have 20 to 30% instant equity with the same amount of money. Our owner-builder program is wonderful from one very specific standpoint. You don't make payments until you move in. You buy the lot. The interest payments that are traditional in construction financing, you used to pay month to month, all rolled into the end mortgage as well as the construction financing. So at the end, you can have up to 12 months. You've never made a payment. You walk into this property, you occupy it, you start making your mortgage payment, your traditional mortgage payment, and you have 20 to 30% instant equity.
My hope is that our doctors would not do this. My hope is that they would have their spouse do it because they have a job. They turn their head from their practice for 2 seconds, and they'll certainly lose the amount of that equity. But that's a great idea or a great service that is offered by these lenders. So you have access. I'm going to take it that you have access to these lenders.
Correct.
All right, Craig, we need to wrap this up. Any closing thoughts for us on things we should keep in mind when taking out a residential mortgage? Like I said, we're going to get back to you on commercial loans, patient financing, all these other areas we talked about. But so many people are calling us right now. They can sense the window is closing for cheap mortgages. And so there's almost a little bit of desperation, almost panic. And I wanted to get you on tape here and maybe calm them down a little bit. First of all, is that window closing?
You know, a year ago, everybody in the industry predicted that by this time we'd be at 7% money. That's not happening. And in brief, as you know, mortgage rates are based on mortgage bonds. As people pull money out of the stock market and put it back into bonds, more money's available, mortgage rates drop. As that money comes out of bonds and goes back into what I consider the volatile stock market, we see mortgage rates jump back up. So we've seen a little bit of that, not quite as much excess money available in the mortgage business as there was a year ago. That doesn't mean it's going anywhere. I don't see the volatility of the stock market going away in the next few years.
Let's take a worst case scenario. I go ahead and do something, and I decided 6 months later I made a mistake. How much does it really cost me on a $500,000 mortgage to redo that? Give me a dollar number.
Somewhere between $3,500 and $4,000.
And let's say that by going ahead and acknowledging my mistake and redoing that, it saves me 1% interest. How long would it take me probably to recapture that $4,000 or $3,500?
Well, on a mortgage of that size, obviously less than a year.
I see. So the worst thing that can happen to you is that you have to redo it in 6 months or a year, and no reason to panic.
No.
Craig, one more question on the Select-A-Payment thing. Why didn't it catch on? Why is it just now rolling out? And I have to tell you honestly, it wasn't until I heard you guys talk about it that I ever had even heard of it.
It's been around almost 30 years. Only a few lenders have actually offered that product. We've grasped it because it's just so applicable to the professional environment. The people that have the requirement, want to retire those mortgages earlier rather than later, not trying to stretch themselves out to, you know, there's 40-year mortgages out there now too. But this product is so perfect for people that are into retiring their mortgage early with that level of flexibility.
So it's just a matter of the right timing. So
exactly.
And now is the time.
You bet.
Hey, thank you for the information on the Select-A-Payment or option arm and the interest-only approach. Our doctors have been programmed, like Pavlov's dog hearing the dinner bell. I mean, these doctors hearing this want to be out of debt badly. They want to have their mortgages paid for. But they also know that they have to buy homes. And to do that, they have to get mortgages. Flexibility is always better than not having flexibility. Many of them are trying to expand their clinics. They know that there's demand if they can just add space, equipment, and staff. Some of them end up in compromised situations. They're divorced or they have to refinance. They have to make changes. Some of them would need to, like you're showing me here, how to free up maybe 40% of that payment. So people end up in those situations. And so we have people like yourself to help us get through it. So I want to thank you for your time and sharing this information. If someone wanted to get in touch with you to do one of these loans, and I understand that just about any state doctor hearing this could actually participate with you, how would they reach you?
480-346-1300.
What if they wanted to see your website? What's the address?
LendingSense.com, and Sense is C-N-T-S.
Okay.
C-E-N-T-S.
C-E-N-T-S. Great. So, Craig, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.